Everybody knows women can't resist a man that speaks more than one language. Mm. That's why sexy. Whenever I've approached a foxy lady, mm-hmm. I've always used this accent right here.
That's not, what are you talking about? That's just a...
Excuse me, my name is Jacques, and I'm from the south of France.
Oh, that's a different south.
Would y'all like a baguette?
I don't understand.
I got these baguettes on my bicycle. After we eat these baguettes, you can go out and watch me do some miming. I'm getting geared up to do some miming a little later on near Cannes.
I don't even know that that's a southern accent at all from any country.
South of France. That's the way we speak down here. Get some sweet tea.
South of France.
And some champagne. Yeah.
All right, that's it. My top came off. You were right.
I told you, it's a sexy accent.
Couldn't resist.
And on the phone right now is Catherine, and apparently the dude that she met can speak another language as well. What's up, Catherine? How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Good. It says that you met the guy you want to call today at a Spanish class?
Yeah, we were both taking a Spanish night class, and his name's Grady.
Cool.
So he can speak Spanish, I'm guessing?
I would say he is learning to speak Spanish.
Okay, okay, so he's not really actually that good.
Attempting at it. But that's good. That's a great way to meet somebody.
But yeah, we met in class. Class has been going on for a few weeks. I didn't really think much of it. And then he came up to me at the end of class and said I was beautiful in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Muy bonita.
Did he actually say it well in Spanish, or did he say something completely different and you have no idea?
Like,
you're like, what?
Yeah.
You have to know I'm a beginner too. Okay. So.
So who knows? He could have said anything to you, and then he's like, that was you're beautiful. I said you're beautiful.
He tried.
Yeah, he attempted it. That's really sweet.
Yeah, we had been working on adjectives that day, and so it was sweet.
Okay.
And did he ask you out right afterwards, or?
Yeah, he asked if I wanted to get a bite to eat, and I was like, yeah, that'd be nice. And then he suggested we go to a Mexican restaurant in a shopping center nearby so he could keep practicing his Spanish.
You're like, hey, let's go learn some more Spanish. Let's go to Chipotle in the mall.
Yeah. He like stuck with his theme maybe a little too hard.
Yeah, and you know how people like at restaurants, if they speak the language, instead of being like, I'll have the bruschetta, they'll be like, I'll have the bruschetta.
Oh, yeah, I know. People do that all the time.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And he was like trying so hard, but it was really endearing. It was really cute. And we ordered, and then we just had a normal talk.
Okay.
Oh, good. Then he didn't try to continue the Spanish.
No. It was just to like order, which was sweet. And then just had a really good time chatting. I think he's really funny. I think he's genuine, you know, he just keeps it real physically. I mean, he's definitely attractive.
Okay.
It was fun. And I think he liked me too because he wanted to continue the date. And
oh, yeah.
So we walked around. And,
where'd you walk?
You know, we were in a shopping center.
Oh.
So we just went in a few little stores.
I picture you at like a really bad chain Mexican restaurant. And so you're just walking around a parking lot. Okay, so you went into the mall.
No, it was like a cute Mexican restaurant and a cute shopping center
with
fun stores.
Got it.
But that's awesome. What was your interaction like when you guys were walking around?
It was great. You know, we were very bantery, you know, joking with each other. And he bought me this hat that I liked. It wasn't super expensive, but it was a hat I was looking at. And he was like, oh, it looks great on you. And he bought it for me, which was so
sweet.
Cool.
That would make me think
that he likes you, yeah.
I think so. But then he walked me to my car, and he gave me a hug, which was like, really, a hug? And then he thanked me for a great time, which was gentlemanly, and he hasn't contacted me since, and it's been a week.
And you guys are done with your Spanish class at this point?
No, we're still in class, but he didn't show up.
Oh, so he hasn't been to class. Okay, and have you tried to reach out to him?
I just texted him the day after our outing. I guess I don't even know if it was a date at this point. And I thanked him and said I had a great time. And he said, me too, but didn't ask me out again.
Dude, that's totally a date. He bought you a hat. Did he pay for dinner too?
He did. He paid for dinner. He paid for our margaritas.
For sure. You don't buy somebody a hat unless it's a date.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter who it is.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a form of commitment.
And you had a follow-up text.
Yeah, I mean, I followed up to thank him because, like, that's polite and I did have a good time and he did respond, but it was just me too, like, very short.
Have you tried to ask him out?
Yeah. Have you tried to ask him?
No, we've only been out once. It's not time for that yet.
Okay. Well, maybe. So you're like, okay, I don't want to risk asking him out.
I don't want to ask him out. I'll just call you guys to ask him out.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think you made the right decision. So we'll play a song, come back, and get your second date update, all right?
That sounds great.
Okay, hang on.